In this installment of the Frugal Guide Dublin podcast, we're going contemporary. Hello and welcome. I'm Corey Hansen, audacious Audacity beginner, user of cheap portable recording equipment, and author of The Frugal Guide Dublin. Also, your host for this periodic parade of podcasts. I don't know if my Frugal Guide theme song would count as contemporary music, being that it's a popular Dublin traditional song arranged with software designed to mimic 8-bit computer chip tunes, but maybe our guest today would have an opinion. People always ask me, what can I do in Dublin that's really Irish? I never know just how to answer. Does that mean they want to do something that they think the locals do? Like try to catch leprechauns at the end of a rainbow wearing scratchy tweed from head to toe while quaffing whiskey and Guinness from dawn to dusk? By the way, most Irish people I've met don't do these things. Or do they mean supporting something local, something homegrown in Ireland, something for Irish enthusiasts, something at which you might not see many other tourists? Even better, something that you can do cheaply or for free. Now we're talking. And these kinds of events are the ones I love to promote for visitors. Meetings, lectures, discussions, and concerts. And it was after one of these free concerts that I thought to pay a visit to the Contemporary Music Center, a great organization dedicated to supporting and nurturing composers and performers all over the island of Ireland. They sponsor a number of free music events throughout the year, and if you are planning a visit to Dublin, I can think of very few things you can do that would be more Irish than attend and support these local composers and performers. I sat down for a chat with Yvonne Ferguson, director of the Contemporary Music Center. We met at the CMC Library on Fishamble Street in Dublin City Center on a cold, windy day in late January. The CMC offices are just at the crook of tiny Fishamble Street on the east side of Christchurch Cathedral, just west of College Green and the Temple Bar neighborhood. Let's go there now. We're here at the Fishamble Street Library of the Contemporary Music Center. I'm sitting down with the director of the CMC, Yvonne Ferguson. Hello, Yvonne.
Hi, Corey. Welcome.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here today. Can you tell us a little bit, Yvonne, just about the CMC, what it does, and what you do with the organization?
Mm-hmm. So I'm the director of the Contemporary Music Center, and the Contemporary Music Center is an all-Ireland organization. So even though our base is here in Dublin, we have a national remit to document and develop and promote contemporary music. So we have our library on the first floor, which holds the only extensive collection of scores and recordings of composers who were born and based in Ireland, on the island of Ireland. And then we also do a series of public events, performances, seminars, talks, launches, pre-concert interviews that we run here in the centre, in other venues in the city, and also throughout the island of Ireland as well.
What are some of the biggest events? I know there's one going on now as we're chatting. Maybe talk about that, and what other big annual events do you have?
So at the moment, we're involved in the Horizon series at the National Concert Hall. That's with the RT National Symphony Orchestra. And they're free lunchtime pre-concert interviews for half an hour with myself and the composers. And then the concerts are free also as well at 1:05, which would be of interest to people visiting the city. We also host, and this is our main performance event really, that runs pretty much throughout the year. It's called the CMC Salon. It happens in the Kevin Barry Room of the National Concert Hall. It's a free event, the last Wednesday of every month at 6 p.m, and it showcases what's happening now in contemporary music in Ireland. And it's quite a special event. It is a salon, as I've said. It's not a concert performance. So it's there's a presenter, the composers speak about their work, the performers speak about the works that are performed. There's a great interaction between the composers and the performers, and sometimes the audience as well are keen to ask questions and get involved. And that's free, 6 o'clock, last Wednesday of every month. But do check cmc.ie for details if you are planning to visit the city, because some months are just not possible for us to put on a programme with our budgetary constraints. But nearly every month it's there, apart from the summer months. Culture Night for us in the Contemporary Music Centre is a pretty big deal. We do an extensive programme over the evening of Culture Night, and that's usually around the third Friday of September. So if you're planning a visit to Dublin, it's good to keep that in mind. The weather's usually quite good. There's lots going on around the city centre. We try to have a program that starts on the hour right through the evening, and we usually have a performance on each hour. This year, actually, we had smaller versions of our salon, and that was a format that we'll probably do again. So there's lots of performances, lots of chat with composers, lots of chat with performers, and we had a very good turnout. So it's a great night to visit the city. Lots of doors are open of museums and of buildings like ourselves. So get really great access into the various cultural activities of the city, all free, of course, as well. We do an annual series along with Dublin City Council Libraries. It's called Musical Tales, and it celebrates the connection between literature and music. And it usually happens in April or May of each year, where there's a number of concerts in various Dublin City Council Libraries. The library location changes from year to year because we try to get to different libraries so that different areas of the city get access to this program. It's a short performance of works from our collection, so works from composers whose scores are in our library, that connect with the literature of the city or literature of the country. There's usually a presenter of that as well, and the performers are from the Royal Irish Academy of Music. They're all wonderful, wonderfully talented students from in there. But it's a really lovely event. It usually takes place on a lunchtime or in an evening, and on an annual basis we do those, and the full details of those are always up on cmc.ie well in advance. So if you're planning your visit to the city, check the website cmc.ie and you'll be able to see whether you can make it to one of these events while you're here. So each March, the first weekend of each March, there's also the New Music Dublin Festival, which has a different curator every year, and it is 2 days of the best of contemporary music, not just Irish, but international, seminal international works as well, that maybe Irish audiences haven't had a chance to hear up until now. And CMC usually program a series of talks and seminars during that festival few days. So if you're travelling to Dublin at the start of March, you should also check our website as well, because full details of that festival will be on our website.
What else can you tell us about the offices here? They're in a great location here in Temple Bar, right in the middle of everything.
Yeah, and this is the oldest building left on the street. All the other buildings were knocked down and renovated, and they're all new buildings. So this is one of the oldest buildings. And of course, Handel's Messiah was performed in the Fishamble Music Theatre, which was originally right next door to this building. Sometimes the tour guides get mixed up and they think it was actually in this building, but it'd be a bit of a squashing a squeeze because we don't have any big ballrooms or concert hall out our back here. So it was next door in the Fishamble Music Theatre that the Messiah was first performed. Fishamble Street itself is one of the oldest streets in Dublin. It's a Viking street, and it would have run right down to the edge of the river, and it was a very busy street with traders and markets. So it's quite a historic street.
And that building is no longer in existence. The Handel's.
No, the building where the Messiah was premiered is not—it's not in existence anymore, Corey. Okay. There is a statue, however, which commemorates the exact location of that music hall. There's a statue of Handel, gorgeous statue of Handel in full flight, conducting. So it's quite easy to spot where it was.
And I was thinking about that when I think about how important something like the CMC is now. It's hard for a lot of us to think that at one time Baroque music was new contemporary music. And the only reason that we now have that is because patrons and supporters 2.5 centuries ago were supporting those artists and composers. Mm-hmm. So it's neat that you have that connection to...
Yeah, we've always felt that. That's quite appropriate that we are housed, that our location is here in Fishamble Street, because we're the organisation for today's Handels, and we're promoting their works, we're documenting their scores. We represent 200 composers, and they're based, some of them abroad, most of them still here in Ireland. And so we're really making sure that Irish contemporary music by living composers, what's happening here and now, is being documented, being promoted and being developed. For us, it's all about trying to engage audiences with composers that are alive and working at the moment.
So if a visitor is coming to Dublin and wants to see what's going on with the CMC, how can they find you?
So you can visit the Contemporary Music Centre on cmc.ie. There's a full calendar there of events that are happening for a whole month ahead, for the whole year ahead, if we've got them in. Not just our events, but also events by contemporary music ensembles, by composers we represent. A lot of those would be free. So if you look at the calendar, we collate that information in terms of the city and the rest of the country in terms of new music events. So you can plan what you can attend while you're in Dublin. And as I say, a number of those events would be free and quite intimate as well. A number of those concerts and performances would be very intimate and very good quality. And you can check, you can follow us on Twitter. It's at CMC Ireland, and also on Facebook as well, CMC Ireland.
And if someone is a music enthusiast, can they pop by and pay a visit to the Fishamble Street Library?
Yeah, the Contemporary Music Centre's library is open all day, all week. And Katrina, our library coordinator, is very happy to help anybody that pops in. The library has a huge extensive collection of scores and recordings, and they are there for the public to look through and listen to. We also have lots of ephemera, which is, you know, old concert programmes from contemporary music festivals. We have reference books on Irish composers and by Irish composers. So there's a lot of materials there for people to browse through. Probably would need to have a specific musical interest, you know, to pop into our building, but we're always delighted to assist people in their musical discovery about Irish contemporary music.
Well, thank you very much, Yvonne. I'm looking forward to seeing you at a lot of the other CMC events throughout the year.
Thanks very much.
That again was Yvonne Ferguson for the Contemporary Music Center on historic Fishamble Street. Again, please visit their website at cmc.ie for much more information about new music in Ireland and the events they sponsor throughout the year, like the Horizon Series, the Salon Performances, Musical Tales, and Culture Night. Many of their events take place at the National Concert Hall on Earlsford Terrace, just south of the southern tip of St. Stephen's Green in Dublin City Center. And their full performance schedule for free and paid performances, as well as online booking, can be found at nch.ie. That's NCH as in National Concert Hall, .ie. Many, many thanks to Yvonne Ferguson for her time and for a great interview. Also to the Contemporary Music Center and its wonderful staff, who work hard to help support the creation of beautiful things in a time when we all need more beautiful things in our lives. That's all for this installment of the Frugal Guide Dublin podcast. If you haven't already, find much more about visiting Dublin on the cheap in my free ebook, The Frugal Guide Dublin. The book is available on Smashwords, Barnes & Noble, iTunes, and many other online ebook retailers. Also available on iTunes is this series of audio tours and podcasts. If you're listening to me right now on a website embed, thanks for visiting the website, but why not subscribe so you never miss an episode? Find the Frugal Guide Dublin podcast on iTunes or at frugalguidedublin.podomatic.com. If you've used and enjoyed the book, the podcast, or the audio guides, why not leave a rating and review on your preferred ebook or podcast distribution service? It only takes a minute, and your reviews help more people find and enjoy this free Dublin travel content. Please share the book, the podcast, the website, and everything else with friends, family, and anyone you know who might be interested in a Dublin holiday. You might not be saving a life, but you will certainly be saving some money. When sharing the book on social media, use the hashtag FrugalDublin. For updates about Corey Hansen and the Frugal Guide Dublin, like the book on Facebook at facebook.com/frugalguidedublin. Follow Corey on Twitter at HansonCorey1, that's HansonCory and the number 1, and visit us over at 5suitcases.com, that's FIVE suitcases.com. Thank you so much for listening. This podcast and all Frugal Guide Dublin content is copyright 2014-2015 by Corey Hansen. This content remains the copyrighted property of the author and may not be redistributed to others for commercial or non-commercial purposes. If you enjoyed the book or the podcast, please encourage others to download their own copy from their favorite authorized retailer. The Frugal Guide Dublin theme song adapted from the traditional Cockles and Muscles using Mario Paint Composer by Unfun Games.